皆さんこんにちは。お元気ですか？レッスン 2.2 アパート探しへようこそ。
Welcome to Lesson 2.2 of the More Rocket Japanese Interactive Audio Course. Today, we'll be giving you an insight into the world of Japanese real estate. 楽しく勉強しましょう。Let's have fun learning Japanese. Something we would not dare to try to do without Taro and Yoshiko.
こんにちは、太郎です。また会いましたね。今日は不動産屋の太郎になります。よろしく。
お久しぶり、よしこです。今日はアパート探しで夢中です。
Okay, so Taro is going to be our real estate agent. かっこいい。Well, before we go any further and jump into today's lesson, let's go back to the comfy sofas, TVs and magazines. Yes, back to our conversation at the 銀行。
いらっしゃいませ。
口座を開きたいんですが。
ありがとうございます。お客様は当店にすでにご口座をお持ちですか？
いいえ、初めてなんですけど。
かしこまりました。では、こちらの用紙にお名前とご住所とお電話番号をご記入お願いします。ご本人を確認できるものをお持ちですか？
ええ、運転免許証でよろしいですか？
はい、結構です。ありがとうございます。
Now that Yoshiko's got her bank account set up, thanks to Taro, our helpful bank teller, the next step is settling into the mega city of Tokyo. And that means hunting for a cheap but warm sumu tokoro, a place to live. Yoshiko is taking a stroll along Roppongi, where she hopes to find her new home. She notices a real estate agency with its show window covered from top to bottom in apartment listings. She steps in.
はい、お部屋をお探しですか？
ええ、2DK で10万円以下の部屋を探しているんですが。
駅から近いところをお探しですか？
いいえ、駅から歩いて15分以内でしたら大丈夫です。
それでしたら、アパートとマンションがありますが。
どちらが安いんですか？
もちろん、アパートの方が安いですよ。
Welcome to Taro's Real Estate Agency. 不動産屋タロへようこそ。In Japan, it is common to sound hesitant when making a request. One word you should be comfortable with is which is used to mean, excuse me, but may I speak to you? Yoshiko uses by itself as a signal to start a conversation. And without waiting for her to continue, Taro answers,
はい。
With the intonation on the last E. Another usual response is,
はい、何でしょうか?
Which means, yes. Or, yes, what can I do for you? Which you heard in lesson 1.3, when Taro, our baggage attendant, responds to Yoshiko, our troubled traveler. Let's practice those two simple phrases together. 行ってみましょう。And Taro's answer?
はい。はい。
Now, of course, Taro wants to know if Yoshiko is really actually looking for a room, or if she's just lost.Perhaps she just has that look about her.
何をお探しですか?
What are you looking for? Is perhaps the most common retail phrase after you have been greeted with
いらっしゃいませ。
Be prepared to hear this every time you walk into a store. Now, since a real estate specializes in property, Taro replaces
何か?
With room, which is
部屋?
And to be polite, adds the honorific o.So you get,
お部屋をお探しですか?
We place
お
after
お部屋
to make it clear that it is the thing we are looking for. You can use this phrase
おお探しですか?
to politely ask about anything. Just place the item, place or person you're looking for at the beginning. So, If you come upon someone who seems to be looking for someone, you can kindly ask,
誰をお探しですか?
Okay, let's practice today's question line.
お部屋をお探しですか?
Repeat after Taro. どうぞ。
お部屋を?お部屋を?お探し。お探し。ですか?ですか?
And all together.
お部屋をお探しですか? お部屋をお探しですか?
Great! すごいです!Here is Yoshiko's response. See if you can recognize some words.
ええ、2DK で10万円以下の部屋を探しているんですが。
Did you catch the letters DK or
DK
with the heavy Japanese accent? Well, this is an abbreviation frequently used in the world of Japanese real estate to describe apartments. What does it abbreviate? I'll give you a hint.Take the first letters of living, dining, and kitchen, and you get right, LDK. This is always preceded by the number of rooms. One-room apartment with kitchen is
1K.
One-room apartment with dining and kitchen is
1DK.
And one-room apartment with living, dining, and kitchen is, of course,
1LDK.
Got it?Now you can tell me what kind of place Yoshiko is looking for. That's right, a two-bedroom apartment with dining and kitchen. 2DK. What else does Yoshiko say?
2DK で10万円以下。
Notice the de after 2DK, which implies and, as we heard in lesson 1.3, when Yoshiko was describing her suitcase as
黄色いスーツケースで。いろいろな国のシールが。
I'm sure you know how much
10万円
is 100,000 yen or roughly $1,000. How about the word
以下?
It means or less, and we might as well learn the opposite, or more.
以上。
So
以下
or less and
以上
or more. One more time.
以下
or less.
以上
or more. So when we hear
10万円以下
it must be indeed less than a grand. And for a place in Roppongi, she might be chasing a real bargain. You know that
部屋
means room and
探している
comes from
探す
to look for with the helping verb
いる
to be. When any action is followed by
いる
It means that the action is in progress. It's basically the ing form of English. So,
部屋を探している
indicates that she is currently looking for a room. Here's the phrase again. 注意して聞きましょう。Listen carefully.
ええ、2DK で10万円以下の部屋を探しているんですが。
Now, Yoshiko さんの後で行ってみましょう。Let's say it after Yoshiko.
2DK で2DK で10万円以下の10万円以下の 部屋を。部屋を。探して。探して。いるんですが。いるんですが。
And putting that back together now, we get
A. 2DK で10万円以下の部屋を探しているんですが、A. 2DK で10万円以下の部屋を探しているんですが、
So Yoshiko wants a 2DK less than 100,000 yen. Is that realistic, Taro?
駅から近いところをお探しですか?
Okay, looks like it is. Well, at least he didn't say forget it. Instead, he begins with and asks, Are you looking for a place near the station? Is a filler word, like and is used to buy time to think. It might resemble well or in English. Way back in lesson 1.2, Yoshiko needed to get to Tokyo Station, which we learned as... Right, if you said...
駅.
We throw in the...
から.
Here, which translates as from, and we get...
駅から.
Or from station. Moving along...
近い.
Is near and
ところ
is the word for place, just like in
住むところ
which you heard at the beginning of today's lesson. Taro does not specify what type of place, and you'll find out why soon enough. You've already heard Taro say
お探しですか?
In his very first line. Here he says
近いところをお探しですか?
Can you figure out what that means?Did you say, are you looking for a place nearby? If so, well done. Now, Taro-san, once again, how do we ask, are you looking for a place near the station?
駅から近いところをお探しですか?
Let's practice that in parts. どうぞ。
駅から駅から近いところを近いところを お探しですか?ですか?
Now, the whole line.
駅から近いところをお探しですか?
Taro could have also asked
駅から遠いところをお探しですか?
Are you looking for a place far from the station? Or
駅から見えるところをお探しですか?
Are you looking for a place that you can see from the station? Well, that last one's just in case you want to be super close to the station and be able to see if you forgot to take your washing in or close the garage door. Right, moving on then. Yoshiko replies.
いいえ、駅から歩いて15分以内でしたら大丈夫です。
No. If it's within 15 minutes walking distance from the station, it's no problem. You know,
いいえ、駅から
and
歩いて
which together mean, no, walking from the station. What's new to you here is
いない
which is heard after the word
15分
and simply means within.The other new word is
大丈夫
You'll often hear concerned people say
大丈夫ですか?
Or
大丈夫?
To ask, are you okay? So
大丈夫
means fine or all right. And with the
です
ending, Yoshiko is saying, it's no problem. Now on to the next word.
でしたら
It is or
です
As you may know,is one of those odd action words, or what grammar calls irregular verbs. To say, it was, you would simply say,
でした
Right. Well, with,
でしたら
the ending, ra, adds an if to it was, making it a conditional expression, if it were. This is how it sounds.
いいえ、駅から歩いて15分以内でしたら大丈夫です。
Let's take it in parts.
駅から駅から歩いて歩いて15分以内15分以内でしたらでしたら大丈夫です。大丈夫です。
Now, practice the whole sentence together. Try to match Yoshiko's pronunciation.
いいえ、駅から歩いて15分以内でしたら大丈夫です。駅から歩いて15分以内でしたら大丈夫です。
Right. Now we know that Yoshiko isn't too worried about being close to the station. Let's hear what Taro, our real estate agent, has to say.
それでしたら、アパートとマンションがありますが。
If that is the case, we have apartoor mansion. Great! Looks like Yoshiko has got some options.
Apato
or
mansion.
Well, by the sound of it,
mansion,
I can just imagine luxurious living rooms, chandeliers, gorgeous gardens. But for just Juman in Roppongi, I think our real estate agent may be a sly one. Actually, here's one thing you need to know about Japanese housing. When trying to find an apartment,It's good to decide beforehand if you want an
apartment
or a
mansion.
But don't be puzzled by the words. They sound like two extremes, but in reality,
apartment
refers to old buildings with small apartments and
Mansion
is just a small, neat-looking condominium in a relatively new, modern building. You try saying them.
アパート。アパート。
And now, the fairly new apartment.
Mansion.Mansion.
Great pronunciation. お上手ですね。Right, now that we've got that sorted out, let's go back to how Taro begins his sentence.
それでしたら。
We have just heard Yoshiko use the word
でしたら
in the preceding line to say, if it were, you should remember that the word それ refers to that. From
これ
and
それ
this and that.So,
それでしたら
literally translates as if it was that and is similar to the English expression in that case. Lastly, did you notice the use of が at the end of Taro's line? Well, Japanese people often end their sentences with
が
or
けど
Taro ends with
ありますが
there is, indicating that he wants to build upon and move forward with this piece of information.Instead of asking the obvious question, which one would you like? Or,
どちらがいいですか?
Taro chooses not to finish his sentence and let Yoshiko, the customer, come forward with an answer immediately. Now, 注意して聞きましょう。Listen carefully to Taro's pronunciation.
それでしたら、アパートとマンションがありますが。
Okay, time for you to try.
それでしたら、それでしたら、アパートと、アパートと、マンションがマンションがありますがありますが
And all together
それでしたらアパートとマンションがありますが、それでしたらアパートとマンションがありますが、
Excellent! よくできました。Yoshiko replies, Which one is cheaper?
どちらの方が安いんですか?
Which one, in Japanese, is...
どちら?
Oh, and here's a warning. This word can only be used when you're talking about two items. No more, no less.
の方が
refers to is more. And you can think of it as the ER ending you hear on cheaper or greater when making comparisons. There is no Japanese equivalent for er.
安い
remains
安い
Whether you want to say cheap, cheaper, cheapest. Now we can ask, which one is cheaper?
どちらの方が安いんですか?
Say it after Yoshiko. どうぞ。
どちら。どちら。の方が。の方が安いんですか?安いんですか?
Let's practice the whole sentence.
どちらの方が安いんですか?どちらの方が安いんですか?
And Taro answers with,
もちろん、アパートの方が安いですよ。
Now, I don't need to translate that for you. The only new word is,
もちろん、
which means, of course. Use this word when you're 100% confident of your opinion. So let's say, of course, アパート is cheaper with Taro.
もちろん、もちろん。アパートの方が。アパートの方が。安いですよ。安いですよ。
And the whole line now.
もちろん、アパートの方が安いですよ。 もちろん、アパートの方が安いですよ。
How would you say, of course, mansion is cheaper instead? You should have said,
もちろん、マンションの方が安いですよ。
Easy! Let's quickly recap today's conversation. Yoshiko has stepped into Fudosan ya Taro, that's real estate agency Taro.And she's looking for a place that is within 15 minutes walking distance from the station. Her ideal budget is less than 10万円. Taro has given her the option of apato or mansion. Excellent! おめでとう! You're nearly finished with today's lesson. We want to leave you with today's conversation fresh in your mind, so let's listen to Taro and Yoshiko again.
は
い。お部屋をお探しですか?
ええ、2DK で10万円以下の部屋を探しているんですが。
駅から近いところをお探しですか?
いいえ、駅から歩いて15分以内でしたら大丈夫です。
それでしたら、アパートとマンションがありますが。
どちらが安いんですか?
もちろん、アパートの方が安いですよ。
Now, for the moment, you've no doubt all been waiting for Rocket Review の時間ですよ。That's right, it's time for Rocket Review. Ready for a little quiz to test yourself, in case you need to find an apato or mansion. Here we go. 2-bedroom apartment with dining and kitchen.
2DK
Near the station.
Eki から近い.
Of course.
もちろん.
It is okay. No problem.
大丈夫です。
Which one?
どちら?
And lastly, how would you say the phrase, "Are you looking for a room?"
お部屋をお探しですか？
How did you do? I'm sure very well. よくできました。That's the end of lesson 2.2 of the More Rocket Japanese Interactive Audio Course. We look forward to joining you next time when we'll join Yoshiko in her continuing search for a new home.
いいアパートが見つかるといいですね。
That's right, Taro. Let's hope she finds a good apato. Until then, from Kenny,
Yoshiko,
and
Taro,
またね!